Hello and welcome to StrangeCast episode 34.
We don't care to swear.
Correct. This is a family show after all, and we have one young child at least who does listen to it, and we wanted to make it clean. But we'll get onto that later. How's your week?
It's good. Quiet. We've had the bank holiday, so it's another short week.
Yeah. So they had a long weekend, didn't they?
Yeah.
Monday to Friday. Friday to Monday, even.
Yeah.
Got that wrong.
Well, they weren't off on Friday, but they had the three-day weekend, so that was nice.
Yeah, I suppose I should say Saturday to Monday.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah. Having Alice more shopping, which is always, I think, one of her favourite things to do.
Yeah, and you came back with some instant tea for me.
Yes.
From a shop that we used to frequent when we were younger.
Yeah, Wittard's.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was nice. Yeah. What about you?
I don't think I've done a lot, actually, really. It's been quiet. I haven't been anywhere.
Week.
Got nothing on. So it's just sort of been here and reading and relaxing and playing music. Enjoying my keyboard from last week. But yeah, otherwise it's good.
Yeah.
Go on then. What's your quiz?
Okay.
From last week anyway.
So I think there were a couple of people who got this correct from the comments. The question was, originally, Amazon only sold what kind of product?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is?
Books.
Yeah, it is books.
Was it Bradley got it right and Murray, I think?
I think possibly. So.
Yeah.
So the question for this week actually came from a TV quiz show that I like to watch. What is the Norwegian word for a speed bump? And I'm going to make it multiple choice. Okay?
I like that.
So is it A, fart stump, B, poop slump, or C, bum strump? So that is, what is the Norwegian word for a speed bump?
It's quite cool, that. Yeah. Quite cool.
Silly.
Yeah, we saw that and we thought we better take that because it was an interesting question. What was the quiz it was on? I mean, it will give people an opportunity to look it up, but it's best
to credit.
The
show?
Yeah.
It was The Chase on ITV.
On ITV.
Yeah.
Because proper attribution and all that.
Yes.
It's a good thing. So, the annoying thing from last week's episode, a comment posted to YouTube and it annoyed me. And I shared it with you.
Mm-hmm, you did.
So what is the comment and why are we annoyed by it? Hence the title of this week's episode, by the way.
Okay. So I will read the exact comment, which was posted 6 days ago. I'm not going to read out the person's name because I don't think that's right, but it's on YouTube, so, you know. Not really a fan of this stuff. I miss the old keyboard and instrument reviews and the musical breakdowns. The problem with this podcast is that you're both too polite and soft-spoken and all that. Try getting a bit angry and controversial. There is no such thing as bad language, so where is all the swearing? You can't make a good podcast episode without some swearing.
Which is honestly one of the most idiotic, stupid and brainless things I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, we had some thoughts and, you know, I think a lot of the time you don't want to give too much airtime or thought to negative comments. However, we felt like this was actually quite a good topic because this is us. This is how we live our lives. We haven't changed ourselves to do this podcast. We're not angry, sweary people that have decided to, excuse me, dumb it down for the podcast. So why would we change that and make ourselves angry, controversial, full of bad language? It's just...
to appease a person.
Yeah. And even if it's more than one person, even if there's half of the people that listen or all the people that listen think that we should be more controversial and we should be swearing, then we're not going to change for that. We're not going to not be ourselves. You know, that
there
goes
are plenty
against everything that we are.
There are plenty of other podcasts out there that you can listen to that do that. If that's your
there
thing.
There are thousands and thousands.
If that's your thing, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But don't come here telling us, demanding that we change to suit you.
Yeah.
We are here providing this for free because we want to and because we like doing it.
As a fun thing for us to do together, we've always said that if we didn't even have one listen, we would still keep doing it because we enjoy doing it together.
Correct.
And even if it's just a fun little hobby that we share, that's enough for us. It doesn't have to be listened. It's nice and it's lovely that so many people listen and comment and, you know, get involved in that way and give us nice, positive feedback. And I suppose it's that thing as well of, well, if you're going to accept the nice comments, you have to accept negative ones. And I get that, but this is such a stupid thing to say of, where's all the swearing?
To parents of children.
Well, that's it.
Apart from anything.
Yeah.
And it's like not like we're just out, old people with no kids and no responsibilities.
But even then, it's not us. We don't really swear. In our day-to-day lives, we might occasionally, if we're talking about certain presidents, politicians, whatever.
Exactly. yeah, exactly.
We might. But even then, it's quite tempered. It's not like...
jumping F-bombs left, right and centre.
No, we've never ever been like that.
No.
You know, it's just not who we are. We're not angry people.
No.
And also when it comes to the, you know, controversial side, we don't like to talk about things that are controversial because, yeah, we have our opinions, you know, that's normal, but we don't want to offend people, and controversial opinions or controversial topics, I'm not saying things that we believe in are controversial, but if we were to discuss certain topics, there is a likelihood that we may offend somebody with what we say. Possibly.
Probably.
You know, you can't agree with everybody, and that's fine too. But we choose not to do that. We just like to talk about
the things that we want.
Light-hearted
to talk about.
Stuff most of the time. I know we've had a couple of serious ones, but it's supposed to be generally light-hearted.
Or at least thought-provoking.
Yeah. Nothing too serious. I know, you know, we've had that episode where I talked and shared a bit more about me and my anxiety and stuff. But generally,
yeah,
it's just a bit of fun, really, isn't it?
But then somebody wants to come along and ruin that and also make it so that children can't listen. We have a 12-year-old, nearly 13-year-old daughter who listens to this.
Yeah.
And quite regularly, too. Mm-hmm. It's not like we make her do it. She decides to listen to it.
Yeah.
So changing to suit one person... that's not how this works.
I also think if you need to listen to something that has swearing in it, what does that say about you?
Right. Just to make you feel better about yourself.
Well, also, like, why do you need that? Do you only watch TV shows or films that have more of an adult theme to them with swearing and stuff?
Can you not sit back and watch a documentary about how something's made or animals or something?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of swearing.
Imagine David Attenborough just like letting off at a jellyfish or something.
Oh, I love David Attenborough. It was his birthday yesterday. Yeah. He was 99. Sorry, that was...
He's getting up there, isn't he?
Yeah, it's going to be a sad day, you know, when he passes.
He's in the pub after these documentaries going, oh, these bloody jellyfish, hate them all, kick them, right? Just letting rip with his regulars.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Swearing at the football.
Yeah.
No, it's not happening.
Do you think this guy thinks we're a bit of a prude? Or prudes?
Don't care.
Then No. I'm just curious. Cause...
You might do. But even when I did my reviews, I've never sworn on camera unless it was an accident. I'm that very careful about that on YouTube. And like you're saying, even in general, it's not who I am.
No.
Because... you can get demonetized apart from anything.
Mm-hmm. But also, that's not how you speak.
No.
In general, we never swear at each other. As in, like, you know,
even when
we've had heated arguments, you know, which in the past, whatever, even when we were younger, before kids, we've...
Wait, my chicken!
Well, not anymore. I don't eat chicken, so you're safe.
I don't believe you. I think you scoff it when no one's looking.
Oh, yeah. secretly eating all the steaks and red meat.
Yep.
Yeah, we've never ever sworn at each other. And a big part of that, I think, from my side, is I grew up with a dad who swears like an absolute trooper. He is a proper
Cockney geezer.
Yeah, East End, like that's just his way. And it's not mine. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. I don't like being spoken to like that. And so I think if you were like that towards me or in general, that would have been a massive factor in us being together for this long.
Indeed.
So.
It's not me.
No, exactly.
I think it's actually quite depressing that that is your entire world. And that you felt the need to come here and tell me / us how to run our podcast. You want swearing? Feel free to get some AI to regenerate all the words and insert as you wish.
Is that possible?
Probably.
What, so like put our podcast into the AI and it would come out with swear words in?
Well, it could regen based on the transcript or something.
Wow.
If that's how you feel about it, if that's how sad your life is, be my guest.
Yeah.
But don't you dare come and tell us how to do what we are doing to appease yourself.
It is true.
Ever again.
No. Well, I mean, the fact that he didn't reply to your comment, you know.
If you want to read actually that? I don't know if you've got access to it, but
your reply?
Yeah. I think I was quite tempered considering how I felt.
Yeah, you were actually, because you can get... Oh, there starts the music. Okay. You replied, then simply don't listen / watch. I wish to do something with my wife about topics we enjoy. You can move on any time. And no, a podcast does not require rude words to be a podcast. That is ridiculous. I have two young children that listen to this. If your entire world is about cussing and being rude, I pity you. Have a great day. See, it actually takes more, I think, to formulate an argument, a reply, whatever it might be, without using bad language.
It's intellectual.
Don't you? Yeah.
A lot of things tend to have lost this, seemingly have lost this intellectualism lately, and it's really sad. It just divulges into you're this and you're that, and your mother is a you-know-what. And it, yeah, that's a lot of what YouTube content has become, it seems.
But I think it just goes to that whole thing of why do you need to comment negatively? If you don't like something, just scroll on past. It's the same across all social media platforms. I don't just, and I'm not talking about us, I'm talking about just in general, people trolling and leaving negative comments on other creator profiles and stuff, videos and things.
You've seen it a lot on TikTok.
I see it on TikTok and Instagram, because I use Instagram quite a lot. And some of the main people that I like to follow get absolutely horrendously trolled. But also just negative things, just simple things like, I don't like that dress you're wearing, it doesn't suit you. Why do you need to say things like that? It's so unnecessary to pass comment on somebody that you don't know.
Right.
Particularly when it's none of your business, you know?
Well said.
But that's just, I think, what happens on the internet. It's easy for people to write things, isn't it? And not...
Keyboard warriors.
Not feel any consequences. Because, I don't know, would this guy say this to your face?
Probably not.
Maybe not.
Because I'd give him what for without swearing at him.
Yes, you would.
You can project tone without having to use bad language.
You have good tone.
Yes, well, I do.
Yeah. Good tone, bad tone. It depends on the way that you're...
Strong tone.
Scary tone.
That too.
When the kids were little, it was the tone that they listened to more than
that's
the
it,
words.
Because it was never going to be eye contact.
No, that is
but
true.
Tone is something I'm good at.
Mm.
Yep.
Definitely. So, yeah.
Let us know in the comments what your thoughts on podcasts that you listen to are. Mm-hmm. This one and others, because I'm actually curious to know what people's thoughts on this are. I think when people leave a comment on our podcast, they often come and leave the answer to the quiz and maybe probably don't read a lot of the other questions in case they get the answers, which is, you know, we have a good lot of listeners, very well behaved. But then you nice get listeners. One person that isn't.
Nice people.
Well, that's not, it.
Yeah.
But I'd be curious if you listen to podcasts for the hosts and the way that they behave and so on. And
also maybe your thoughts on swearing in general. You know, are you somebody that likes to swear a lot? Because, you know, there is the flip side. Some people enjoy swearing. I know that my dad enjoys it.
There is a time and a place as well, right? Yeah. I'm not going to say I don't do it at all, because that'd be absolutely lying. But there's a time and a place.
Yeah.
And Friday morning at like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning is just not the time or the place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid.
No, I agree.
And I spoke to our compatriots, Alyssa and Liam from the 404 Site Not For, the Site Not Found podcast, rather.
Yeah.
And they both agree with us. We got some responses to this on Mastodon when I posted it, didn't we?
Yes, we did. All completely supporting our side, or our views, I guess.
And it's not to say that you have to do that, right? If you have an opinion in support of this commenter, you tell us.
Yeah, because we'd be interested to know what that view is, why it makes a difference.
Right.
Yeah. We that's the thing, though. We don't want people to think that they can't comment if it is something that we may not like or agree. But this was just such a ridiculous thing to say.
There's no such thing as bad language.
Yeah, and where's the swearing? As if it's missing. As if we added it, it would
enhance
make
it.
Yeah.
It would make it far more lowbrow.
Mm.
Yeah. And believe me, there's nothing wrong with lowbrow content.
And also not authentic. That is the thing. No one can ever say that we are not ourselves on this podcast.
Right.
We share and have shared an awful lot about our lives. And none of it is fake. None of it is made up. This is just us. And, you know, if you don't like that, that's absolutely fine. But A, you don't have to tell us you don't like it. You can just go away quietly.
You're not forced to.
No.
To listen to it.
No.
There is a podcast I listen to from the BBC called Jonathan Pye. Full of swearing. But it is the nature of the podcast.
Yeah.
He's a very, very angry, not newsreader. He's pretending to be a newsreader. And the way he does it, it very fits his character. And it would be absolutely not him if he didn't behave like that.
Yeah.
And it's funny. He inserts it in a way that is funny. I wouldn't let Alice listen to it.
No, absolutely.
But it's genuinely good. I like the episodes. The series is a funny one. Can recommend if you're an adult. And in this case, where's the swearing? Absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
But it's not necessary here. It's just not.
No, it is not. Well, there you go.
Go watch South Park.
I thought you were talking to me.
No.
yeah, that is true.
We have a few favourites from South Park, don't we? Can't say them here, but we do.
No, we do. Yeah.
Oh, dear. I'll tell you how we came to one of them, though. We were, new in our relationship? We were about 2-3 months into it, weren't we?
I think it was like a month, 6 weeks. It was very new.
We were staying at the house of a friend, and we were eating pizza, and I nearly choked on this pizza because we were watching the episode where Cartman gets Tourette's. And I'll say no more about that.
Yeah.
But one line stood out to me in particular, and every now and then I may, in my head, shout it if I stub my toe. It is brilliant.
Yeah.
So, yes, in support of swearage, it is possible. And sometimes it's even necessary to let out pain.
Yeah.
But you do not need to do it in a podcast that is also marked, by the way, as clean on Apple Podcasts. I don't know if they would take it off the platform if I started cussing like a sailor, just not in my wheelhouse.
Time and place, people.
You got it. So, how about the strange news?
A very quick strange news. The Her line is, boy playing with mum's phone orders 70,000 dum-dum lollipops.
Lollipops?
Now, this is in America, so I don't know exactly what the dum-dum, I'm sure it's just the brand of lollipops. But a Kentucky woman said that her young son was playing with her phone during the weekend and secretly placed an order on Amazon for 70,000 dum-dum lollipops, which then arrived at the door. And there is a picture, which we can add in, of these boxes and boxes of lollipops. And the total purchase was $4,200.
So if you want to know where the swears all went, they went to this mother's mouth after these lollipops
after she
arrived
realized.
On her doorstep. All right? Yeah. There is where your swears ended up.
Yeah.
You can hunt them down at your leisure.
Poor woman.
I know. I feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
But also, don't let your son have your phone. Yeah, that's on you as a parent, right? That's a you problem. That's not Amazon's problem or the lollipop's problem.
Yeah.
You could always Face ID your apps or lock them with a fingerprint, whatever phone you have. So, yeah, that's on you.
Yeah, so, that's all I have.
If you order these, you may find a single swear in each lollipop.
Oh my goodness.
I can't swear to it. Thank you. I'll be here next week. As always, thanks for listening. Leave a comment, like and subscribe, share, and don't swear. See you next time.
Bye.